Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Football happens today. The Missouri Tigers are featured this afternoon, a 1:30 kickoff, as they will play in the Music City Bowl in Nashville against the Iowa Hawkeyes. And to discuss the game today, Mizzou athletics writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Eli Hoff, is with us on the Quiver River Electric guest line. Good morning, Eli. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well standing here inside Nissan Stadium looking out over the field. It's a beautiful day for one more football game this season. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. It is college bowl season right now, and I know that for a lot of people and fans of a lot of different teams, it doesn't matter all that much unless they are in the college football playoff. But what do you think this game, if anything, means for Missouri and for the fan base?
Yeah, it's an interesting time with bowl season. Obviously, it seems like these games mean a little less, especially with the 12-team college football playoff. And then you have Missouri coach Eli Drinkwitz yesterday calling this game an exhibition game for his team, which I don't know if I've heard a coach speak so bluntly about what they think it does or doesn't mean. So it's still a chance to get to 10 wins. It's still a chance to just get another victory, which is going to matter to these players once the game starts. But it's hard to see this game mattering more in the big picture than, you know, any given SEC game, for example.
As you brought up in your piece for the Post-Dispatch, Mizzou will have at least 10 players who aren't playing in today's game. And as you mentioned, the coach already called it an exhibition game. There's the transfer portal and opt-outs. Has it really diminished the value of a bowl game to a point that it kind of takes the fun out of it?
I don't know if it takes the fun out of it. I think it's more that this game becomes about fun, right? It's about the team getting a trip to somewhere different, the players getting to see some of the destinations, the bowl gifts, all of that, getting to play in an NFL stadium, their families coming over for it. So I think it becomes a little bit more about the experience than the outcome of the game. You know, I'm sure whoever wins will be very happy afterwards, and whoever loses will be disappointed for a little bit, but the college football world will keep turning at an incredibly fast rate. The transfer portal will open back up for Mizzou after this game. Both teams will have to move on pretty quickly afterwards, and I think just stick with what the memories of the game are versus the result.
Yeah, as you mentioned, what Eli Drinkwitz said about this game, you really very rare. I'm not sure I've ever heard a coach say that, because typically the coaches will be upset if players aren't available for them, or if they decide last minute to make business decisions for themselves and opt out of a bowl game. Doesn't it seem a little strange? And I'm not saying it's bad. It just is unusual to hear a coach basically say, hey, you know, this game is only an exhibition and nothing more than that.
Yeah, it was very strange. It caught me by complete surprise when he said it yesterday. He started his press conference with kind of the usual semi-scripted stuff of how excited they are to be in this game and how much it means and all that. And then when I'd asked him about the chance to get to 10 wins on the season, he said he's not really caught up in that. And then he said the line that really it's an exhibition game for them. He's someone who obviously is prone to sound bites every once in a while. And lately he's been saying it like it is, you know, talking a little more bluntly. He's been calling the transfer portal free agency, talking about salary caps, which is the modern state of college football. But to hear a coach pretty bluntly say what it is, I'm sure he's not the only coach who views the game this way. But again, just to say it publicly at a press conference with the bowl representatives right next to him on stage, that was pretty striking for sure.
So in your mind, what bowl games do matter? Like what bowl games then would have the, or how many I should say, bowl games matter to a coach would be upset if players are opting out and they do actually care about the outcome and it's not just about the experience?
Yeah, well, for the sake of fun, I'd like to say the Pop-Tarts Bowl, because that seems like an awfully good time. But realistically, it's probably anything that isn't the college football playoff is going to kind of go this direction of being a an exhibition or a glorified exhibition or whatever you want to call it, just because there are 12 teams who are still playing for something. The rest are playing for fun or one little novelty trophy or something like that. So more and more, I think this is just sort of what maybe not the bowl industry, but bowl season, bowl week, whatever you want to call it. I think that's where this is headed at this point.
Brady Cook is going to play his final game for Missouri today. And this is one of the more important quarterbacks they've ever had in their history. Just how important has he been to the program?
Yeah, I mean, you look at what this team has accomplished under Brady Cook. You look at what he's meant to them as a leader. I think back to the homecoming game this year against Auburn when he sprains his ankle, goes to the hospital for an MRI, and comes back into that game. You could write a movie about that, right? Just some of the stories of what Brady Cook has done in a Missouri uniform. And you add that to the fact that as a kid, he was coming to Mizzou games. We've all seen the photos of a young Brady Cook with his family or, you know, giving high fives to players during Tiger Walk. Seeing a hometown kid like that go on to have success with the school he's always dreamed of going to, it's something special. He'll probably wind up in a similar category to Cody Schrader, where he's who coaches are talking about years down the road of what their ideal player looks like, what their ideal leader looks like. So it'll be a special day for him, an emotional day, I'm sure, to play in his final game, but a good chance for Missouri to send him off the right way as well.
So, again, the Music City Bowl will happen this afternoon, and there are a lot of college football teams, so I guess it isn't that unusual, but it feels unusual that Iowa and Missouri have only played each other. This will be the second time in 114 years. That seems low. You would think that by accident they would have played a handful of times.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's strange, too, because if you look all the way back at the history books, when college football was first starting in the late 19th century, Missouri and Iowa were playing each other all the time, right? They were yearly opponents in the same conference. And then, the last time was the 2010 Insight Bowl. So it's been a while for sure. There are plenty of other teams in the region who aren't in the same conference as Missouri who they still find a way to play. There's a novelty factor here that Missouri and Iowa share a border, but do not share many college football games with each other.
I'm wondering if you're going into this game, you're playing this team that they have not played very often. What can the program get out of a game like today? It's not a playoff game, which that's what everybody tries to get to is the playoff. And now with the 12-team format, it's a little easier than it used to be. So, but what can be gained from the Music City Bowl for Missouri if they're able to win it?
Yeah, I think there are kind of three main things that are at stake here, regardless of whether anybody says it's an exhibition game or not. One of them just being a chance to get to 10 wins. It would be the third time in program history that Missouri would have back-to-back 10-win seasons. So that's not nothing, being able to get there. Second, if they get to 10 wins, Mizzou's coaching staff gets bonuses. So they can say it doesn't matter, but there's a financial incentive for them to go win this game. And then I think the final thing is just, regardless of the outcome, you get some opportunities for younger players. Some of these wide receivers who are going to be called upon next year, some of these defensive players, it's a chance for them to go out in a competitive environment and put something on tape, kind of establish a baseline for what they're then going to be working on this offseason and spring practice, all of that. There are so few opportunities for you to really play young players and not have to worry about if things go wrong, there being real heavy consequences for that if you're a college football team. So it's a big chance for some of these young guys to go out there and show what they can do before they're competing for spots on next year's depth chart.
Beyond the financial benefit or the incentive for the coaches, is there any benefit for them? In terms of, I would think the security is already there, at least for next year, but just because they've made it to a bowl game. But does it mean anything greater for them if they get a win?
Maybe. I mean, like you mentioned, you know, it's not like anybody's job's on the line. It's not like anybody's on the hot seat as things stand now. So I don't think anything would drastically change if it's a win or it's a loss. A win is never going to hurt anybody's job security or standing in the industry or anything like that. But I don't know if there's anything special there. There's not really any Iowa connections on the Missouri staff, so I don't think it's anything necessarily personal other than just an opportunity to go out and win and get some new guys involved.
All right. Eli Hoff, Mizzou athletics writer for the Post-Dispatch. We appreciate your time. Enjoy Nashville.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.